Yeah, I mean, Scott's concern again goes back to just having roots in smaller business and roots in more rural communities. The first thing is, he says, why can't healthcare be portable even if it's within the state? I mean, why do you have to go through the exercise of if you have a policy you like, why can't you take it with you? That's something he's very, very committed to trying to do. Secondly, he's looking at more transparency in terms of what you're buying and when you're buying it in terms of your healthcare policies. What are the results? What's the just to give people more of a market information. A lot of health insurance companies are already doing that. We think it should be encouraged more. And then thirdly, and this is something, a change that the federal government will have to make, and we hope they do, is to allow you to buy health insurance across state lines. You know, why can't, you know, in this day and age, why can't my health insurance provider be in New York State? Or better, you know, we've got great health insurance companies in Colorado. Why can't they sell the folks in New York? And I like the company I work with or have coverage with. And I think other, you know, my family's out of state. I'd love for them to have the same experience I have. So we think that's an opportunity as well. So there's going to be a lot of different types of ideas, but it's certainly not having the state of Colorado or the federal government running your healthcare system. Bad, bad, bad.
Just on the question of buying across state lines, that actually could be implemented by the state legislature.
Beautiful.
That doesn't have to be a federal thing. What about permitting, getting rid of the required benefits on plans? So for instance, right now, if you could be before Medicare but after menopause and yet still be required to buy maternity coverage on your plan. What about getting rid of those requirements, which cost probably somewhere between 20% and 40% of people's health insurance, are disincentives to younger people buying plans who might not need those things? Disincentives, certainly more expensive than for older people who are past a lot of those requirements, and allowing people simply to buy catastrophic coverage, which would be cheaper, and allow them to fund routine medical expenses out of their own cash.
Yeah, I mean, I think that certainly, I mean, I know when I was in the Owens administration, we really tried to reduce mandates. We had, you know, guys had to be covered for breast exams and hysterectomies. If you choose to buy that, that's your business. But I think Scott would totally agree with you that let's look at ways in which we can reduce mandates on folks if they choose to buy coverage that would be viewed as an add-on. I mean, for example, when you fund education, you fund basically the entree, mm-hmm. you know, in your meal. You want to make sure you get a good, healthy entree. If you want to buy a really expensive dessert or a really expensive appetizer, that's on you. We need to be careful about that because we want to make sure, provide incentives for people to get screenings as opposed to just deal with the aftermath of no screenings. But having said all that, you know, I think it certainly is a fertile ground to explore, which is what is required, why, and can we reduce costs not only to individuals but to employers? And if we can do that, I think that will certainly help the business climate in general. You know, if you can hire a worker instead of paying a health insurance for a 65-year-old guy to get a hysterectomy, beautiful. We'll have to see. Because I know when we did it in the Owens administration, there was a bit of a fight over it from the left. But I do think it's something worth exploring. And again, we want to see a lot of this help drive a lot of this from the folks who have a direct experience with it. You know, have the small business community, NFIB, others, the chambers, really talk about this. These are some common sense things we can fix, and we need to fight to fix them, and let's do it. So that's a lot of the conversation. Scott does a lot of just sitting down with people. In fact, I just came from an event where he sat down with 25 business folks and just said, ask me anything, but more importantly, I want to hear what we can do to fix things. Mm-hmm. And I think that approach is going to be dramatically different from a much more top-down approach that we've had during Bill Ritter's term.